Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about relevance. You know, one of the things that you've heard me talk about in the past is when I talk about the age of the customer, the subtitle of my book on the called The Age of the Customer is Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. And I use that word a lot. I use the word relevance a lot. You're hearing other people use that word. If you pay attention, as you read what other people are talking about, as you hear what they're saying, you'll hear other people talk about relevance. It's increasingly a word that people are picking up on these days. And I've been talking to you about it for about 5 or 6 years now. But when I say relevance, sometimes I imagine that some people might say, well, what does that mean, relevance? I mean, I know you know what the definition of relevance is, but how is it manifest in the mind of a customer, in the mind of a prospect? What does relevance look like when the ding goes off in the brain of a prospect or a customer, and they subliminally, subconsciously feel like what they're seeing or hearing or smelling or tasting is relevant to them? What would that be? Well, it actually takes on many, many forms. And remember what I've said before, these days, in the age of the customer, relevance is being determined, whether you're relevant or irrelevant, is being determined before the customer knows whether you're competitive or not. This is a very important thing to remember. So what would relevance be? One of the first things that I think customers determine relevance is whether they like your technology or not. Believe it or not, I think that's one of the first things. Because if they're on their smartphone and you don't have a mobile site, you could be the lowest priced vendor in the top 4 or 5 people in the Google search, but if you don't have a mobile site, you may never get to them. The company that has the mobile conforming site may be more expensive, may have lesser products than you, but if they conform to that small screen automatically, which you could do too, and you don't, then they're going to be relevant, more relevant to that customer because they've got a smartphone in their hand, not a monitor on the desk. So to that person, at that moment, maybe an hour from now, they'll be sitting at their desk. Or an hour ago, they were sitting at their desk. But right now, they have a smartphone in their hand, and they're looking for somebody who sells what you sell. And if your tech doesn't conform to what their expectations are, remember yesterday we talked about expectations? If your tech doesn't conform to their expectations, then you're going to lose the relevance war at that moment. And they're going to choose somebody. Probably they're probably going to go away from, maybe not, but there's a much better chance that if you're the second one they're going to click on and the first one has a mobile site, they might just stay there, never find out about you. So technology is important. All right, if they open up that mobile site, or any site that you offer them, and they want to call you on their smartphone, if that button to call, that phone number, isn't hot, meaning they can't touch that number and dial you, that's a relevance factor. This is part of the technology. This is how technology is a relevance factor. So, you know, I've talked about the other things, values and trust and things like that being relevance factors, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. But here's the thing. Part of the way that they determine your values and those other relevance factors is they got to get to you first. You have to be, you have to present yourself in a way that's acceptable to them. And so if your technology doesn't conform to their expectations, doesn't conform to what they want you to do for them, then you may never get a chance to show them what your values are. You may never get a chance to show them how much you can be trusted. You may never get a chance to show them that you actually have homemade pasta in your restaurant where the other people have theirs shipped in from somewhere else. Or you may never get to show them that you have an average tenure of 24 years on with your employees, which is a major relevance factor, but they may never get to find that out if your technology doesn't serve them, if it doesn't conform to them. Think of it this way. If I want to drop by your store in the old days, maybe even today, I want to drop by a store that's like yours, but I can't find a parking space to your store within two blocks, three blocks. But there's a competitor around the corner who has plenty of parking right near the store. They just have their building, their real estate offers me better parking. Where am I going to go first? If I don't know whether you're better than them, am I going to go to the place where I have to walk three blocks to get to you? Or am I going to drive to the place where it has more convenient parking? Right? So you went to a lot of trouble probably. When you picked out your real estate, you went to a lot of trouble to think about how can I make it easier for my customers to get in my building, right? You went to a lot of trouble to do that. You need to do the same thing for your technology. You need to ask yourself, with regard to my technology, with regard to my online footprint, with the way customers find us and use us online, am I making them walk three blocks, or am I giving them a parking space near the door? Am I making it handy for them? That's probably the first, for most people these days, the first relevance evaluation for you is what does your technology look like? So think about that, folks. And by the way, you don't need, as you've heard me say before, you don't need a mobile app. You need a mobile site. A site that looks like a regular site on the monitor, but conforms and changes over to the mobile site, the small screen conforming mobile site, whenever it hits a mobile phone, like an iPad or a tablet or a smartphone. I'm Jim Blasingame. More after these messages. More on relevance after these messages. 20 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.